This lobby provides a place for senators to meet with those concerned with current legislation, hence the term lobbyist. The room has a number of interesting features, among them the dramatic steel, brass, and bronze gates, designed by metalsmith Albert Paley, which were installed in the early 1980s. The stained glass overlays on the exterior windows take the place of the heavy drapery that originally framed the glass.
And there are these beautiful ornamental gates that were designed to appear as the stained glass were, to be of their time, not to look like they were late 19th century, yet be reverential to the designs of Richardson. So both of these elements, the stained glass and the gates, are very organic. There's almost a lyrical nature to them.
Notice the tile work at your feet. The ones with patterns are called encaustic tiles.
Encaustic means that before the tile is fired, a pattern is hand carved out of the tile, and a second or sometimes a third color is added. And by adding color, I mean they take a separate liquid slip of clay and fill in the recesses that have been carved out. So now you have an unfired piece of clay with a pattern and a second colored clay added to it. The top is then cut off so it's smooth, and then it's baked so that the tile you get has a solid two-color pattern through the thickness of the tile.
The large clock at the far end of the lobby and a similar one in the Senate chamber were designed by H.H. Richardson, the same architect who designed the Senate chamber. The clock features a carved image of the New York State seal.
I think it's phenomenal that not only was Richardson an architect, he also was a clock designer. The internal clock mechanisms have been updated, but the cabinets, the face, all the carvings are original Richardson.
To the right of the clock is a painting of Governor Grover Cleveland by Eastman Johnson. Cleveland is one of four New York State governors who went on to the White House. His political star rose quickly as he went from being mayor of Buffalo in 1881 to governor in 1883, and then to the presidency in 1885. The governor's term was 2 years at that time. Theodore Roosevelt also went from the New York State governorship to the White House. His path was not as straightforward. He was governor in 1899 to 1900, was elected vice president, and then became president after William McKinley's assassination in 1901. Near the glass doors is a bust of Franklin D. Roosevelt, a distant cousin of Teddy Roosevelt. FDR was governor of New York for 2 terms, from 1929 to 1932. He served as president from 1932 to 1945, one of the most troubled times in America's history, as the country struggled through the Great Depression and World War II. The fourth New York State governor to become president was Martin Van Buren, who was from nearby Kinderhook, New York. Van Buren was governor in 1829, served as Secretary of State under Andrew Jackson, and was president from 1837 to 1841.